asked her if she was doing it, every time she released something to the universe, she felt a little freer. A little freer, a little freer. And then when she was finished, we said, Esther, you have accomplished the only thing that you ever need to accomplish in the creation of anything. You've identified what it is, and you have come to the place of releasing resistance about it. So the things that were on Esther's side of the placemat, she did that day. And she did them more easily because she wasn't bogged down with the other 100 things that she had no intention of doing anyway. In other words, it allowed her focus and power. Her clarity had come during the transmissions, during the movement of things to the universe's side of the placemat, because in every movement she released resistance. So by the end of her exercise, she was all freer than she was feeling. And then a remarkable thing happened over the next 2 days. The universe accomplished 2 or 3 times as much as Esther did. People called her that she'd been needing to call. Things that she thought she needed to attend to resolved themselves, and the information came to her. It was astonishing to Esther to see how queued up and ready to assist her the universe had been all along, but how she had not been letting the universe assist her because she'd been too bogged down in this big long list, too balled up in resistance and overwhelmment to see the obvious avenues toward completion of so many things. So what we're getting at here is, if you take the time to line up your energy, then you allow all the universal forces to assist you. But when you have an attitude, and Esther had this attitude, many of you do, it goes something like this: I am justifying my existence through my hard work. I work hard. It's part of that upstream battle that we are talking about. See how hard I'm working. See how much I deserve well-being to flow to me. See how hard I'm working. On a really regular basis, Jerry or Esther, one or the other of them, will crow to the other, see how much I got done today.
Yes.
And what they mean every time is, look how good I am at doing the things I should do rather than the things I really want to do. And we say, someday you'll stop crowing about that. And hopefully it will be before you croak. Crow and croak, crow and croak.
Got it. There's another aspect to this. I get that. And I can see that I need to do that. The other aspect is that sometimes I seem to operate as though I want to be bad. That is to say, I'll have 2 or 3 things to do, and I will act as though I refuse to do them.
Well, that procrastination, that deliberate, that inability to do something that I said I'm going to do, you're not being bad. What that is, that's a maybe even an unconscious awareness that you can't buck the current. You've had enough life experience to know that when you feel like that, any energy or action you put toward it's going to be counterproductive anyway. Most people, would you say the word procrastination is a negative word or a positive word?
Negative.
Most people feel that.
Sure.
And we want you to understand that it is much more positive than it is negative for this reason. When you have that feeling of, I just can't make myself, or I'm not willing to make myself do something that I know I should do, what that feeling is your awareness that you haven't taken the time to line up the energy, and there's just not enough action in the world to get the results you want through the action. Our best story about this, Jerry and Esther were still flying around the country, was before their buses, and Esther knew that she should be making the next bank of airline reservations, and she just couldn't make herself do them. And on almost every day, Jerry would say, did you make the reservations? And Esther would say, no, it's on my list. I'll get to it. I know I should. I will. And then she'd come to that place on her list, and she just could not make herself do it. So a few days went by, and then Jerry is getting a little more involved. He says, you know, the longer you wait, the less opportunity we have for seats, and the longer you wait, the more you will pay for the seats. I know, Esther would say. I know, I'll do it. But she just could not make herself do it. She was doing other things, happy about some of them, could not make herself do it. And then one night, she was just getting into bed, and she had not been thinking about her list or about that task at all. And all of a sudden, she got an overwhelming impulse to do that. And it wasn't something that she had to make herself do. It was an overwhelming impulse that she wanted to